and wherever books are sold, and at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
The president wants to work with black colleges. Here's Mark Mayfield.
President Trump is promising closer ties between his administration and the nation's historically black colleges and universities. Trump hosted more than 100 presidents of historically black schools at the White House on Monday. The leaders also met with Vice President Mike Pence and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Pence said after the meeting that the Trump administration is committed to making sure historically black colleges and universities, quote, get the credit and attention they deserve. Earlier this month, the administration hinted that Trump would issue an executive order to benefit historically black schools.
More bomb threats being reported against Jewish community centers across the country. The Anti-Defamation League says there were at least 20 threats called into centers in a dozen states yesterday. It's the fifth wave of threats against Jewish institutions in the past few weeks. Like most of the recent threats, today's appear to be not credible as no bombs were found in any facility. However, the FBI has not arrested anyone, has not admitted having any leads in who's behind it. USA behind it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
So which airports are the worst in the nation for taking off and landing on time? If you said New York, you're probably right. Here's Scott Pringle.
Nearly 25% of flights here at Newark do not leave on time. That's the highest percentage in the nation, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation stats for last year.
They hardly ever take off on time. They just say, waiting for a crew, waiting for a pilot, mechanical problems, weather problems.
You come to expect being late?
Yeah, normally. But sometimes they catch up in the air.
LaGuardia Airport dead last on arrivals, just 72% landing on time, and JFK near the bottom as well among the 29 major U.S. airports. At Newark Airport, Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
And speaking of airlines and flights, a scary moment for a flight that bound for San Diego. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The flight left San Diego Monday afternoon, but shortly after, American Airlines Flight 1296 was redirected to Denver. Officials say the plane was experiencing what's being called extreme turbulence over the Rocky Mountains. Everyone aboard the Boeing 737 was evacuated while the plane was being checked out. Several people who were having panic attacks had to be treated by medical personnel. After a short delay, the passengers were let back on the plane to continue to Chicago. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
There's an alarming increase in colon cancer. The American Cancer Society says the rates of colon and rectal cancers are rising among all age groups, even people in their 20s. You're listening to USA Radio News.